Harking back with Emma Brennan. When pre-loved fashion was just called hand-me-downs. Emma remembers the clothes she coveted growing up and how long it took to get them. Nothing defines a period in history more than fashion. And being a 1970s child meant growing up blessed or cursed with some of the most outrageous garb of the past century. As a youngster, I eagerly awaited the latest seasonal trends. But these days, new clothing lines appear online every couple of weeks, with no discernible style for each decade. Fashion has become instant and disposable, like so many things in life. Thankfully, there has been a push in recent years, partly due to the economy and the environmental need, to recycle our old clothing, whether that involves selling them online or taking them to a charity shop. But what is now touted as pre-loved fashion was known as hand-me-downs in my day. I was laughing about this recently to my cousin, who lived virtually opposite us. Her sister was the eldest of the four girls in our immediate family circle. She had the clothing first, which was then passed down to my sister before crossing the road again to the younger cousin and finally making its way back to me. There was one flowery dress with a white collar that I really coveted. When the senior cousin had it new, I knew it would be approximately 5 years before I got my hands on it. By this time, not only was it a lot worse for wear, it was way out of fashion. When I was 8 years old, I lucked out as one of my mum's friends had a friend with a daughter, a little older than me, who went to private school. Occasionally, a bag of goodies beyond my wildest fashion dreams would wing its way to me, and opening this was a little like Christmas. Despite being sensitive to wool, I persevered with a trendy striped jumper. I thought I was the bee's knees in a crocheted poncho with tassels round the bottom and a pair of very memorable flared trousers in a 1970s rusty tone. Occasionally, as a treat for a birthday, we would get a horse riding lesson, but of course we didn't have the gear. On one instance, the goodie bag included a pair of riding boots. I was beside myself with joy until I realised they were a tad too small. However, I squished my feet into them, even though walking in them was a little like having your toes hammered with a meat mallet. I mean, how far do you actually have to walk when you're going to be sat on the back of a horse for an hour? I may have had numb toes by the end, but at least I looked the part. I must confess that I have bunions now, something that exasperates my mum, who always made us wear sensible shoes. They were designed to keep our feet healthy rather than for the catwalk, so we didn't usually do hand-me-down shoes. When the time came to buy new shoes came along, we would reluctantly shuffle into the local shoe shop, where the assistant would duly measure our feet with what I thought was a highly sophisticated automatic foot measurer. This was the only highlight of an otherwise grim procedure, which involved being shown a choice of two equally unfashionable styles. I can remember groaning as we had to make Hobson's choice while protesting. "We will have the Mickey taken out of us at school if we have to wear these." How I envied some of the local girls for being allowed to wear platform soles or wedges. In the 70s, your trendability rating at my school was based solely, no pun intended, on how high your shoes were. "You'll get bunions if you wear those," my mum would warn, whilst my dad, on more than one occasion, offered to saw an inch off the heels of my friend's shoes. naturally, as soon as I could afford to, by saving every penny of my pocket money for months on end, I bought myself the pointiest boots available. They were black with multiple buckles, as was the thing in the early 1980s, purchased from an indoor market in London's King's Road, accessed via a very long bus trip and several tube stops. And so began a succession of fashion footwear choices that have culminated, accompanied by a chorus of "told you so" from my mum, in me being forced to buy comfy shoes to accommodate my bunions and fallen arches.